Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. This year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing we're going to do, the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amid Beis is going to discuss cases where you have an erusin that involves a kohen, but it also involves a psul, like a grusha that's mu'ureses to a kohen, or an almana that's mu'ureses to a kohen gadol. So at that point, does she eat truma? If you already have nisuin, since she won't eat truma, because that's going to be a major problem with the relationship, she becomes a chalala from a result of that relationship. But if it's only erusin, they haven't had bia yet, so does that alone pasul her from truma? Then the gemara, that's going to lead the gemara into a discussion of kiddushin of a petzua daka, that if petzua daka is mekadesh a kohen, so what exactly a kohenes, a bas kohen, does that pasul her to eating truma? Or a petzua daka kohen that marries a bas gerim, is she allowed to eat truma on account of his kohuna, of the fact that he's a petzua? So most of Amid Aleph is going to talk about the psul of a petzua daka. The basic halach of a petzua daka is that lo yavo bekal Hashem, that a petzua daka is not allowed to marry a regular bas Yisrael. A petzua daka is allowed to marry a giyores, he's allowed to marry mamzeres, but he's not allowed to marry a regular bas Yisrael. And then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amid Beis the concept of yesh chupa lepsulos or ein chupa lepsulos, meaning a kohen gadol who is machnis and almana to a chupa. So does that passel her? So if he didn't do kiddushin, meaning if it's just chupa, he skipped the stage of kiddushin. So does chupa take on the status of kiddushin? Does it do more than kiddushin would do? So that's going to be the sugya of yesh chupa lepsulos or ein chupa lepsulos, and that takes up the entirety of Amid Beis. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Nun Vavim Beis. The basic rules are, the basic background is, if you have a bas kohen that has erusin with the Yisrael, she's getting ready to get married to Yisrael, and they do erusin, they do kiddushin, she right away is not allowed to eat her father's truma anymore. If her husband dies or they get divorced without her having any children from him, then she can go back to eating her father's truma. But once she's nivela a bilas iser, or something that's going to pass the lakuna, so even after he dies or after the gerushin, then she would not be able to eat truma space avia anymore. So on the flip side, if you have a bas Yisrael, someone who comes from a home of a Yisrael that has erusin with a kohen, min haTorah, that would be enough to allow her to eat truma already from the time of erusin, already from the time of kiddushin. It's only gzeira midrabanan that we don't allow her to eat truma from the time of kiddushin, that we wait for the nisuin. And the reason the chacham master from eating truma at the time of the kiddushin is either because shami yimzigula kos bebeis avia v'tishka truma lachil lachos, so that we're afraid that you're going to provide her with truma while she's still living in the home of Yisraelim, she's going to share that truma with the Yisraelim. Or because if it turns out that she's a balas mum, so the kiddushin may turn into a kiddushay ta'us, and it's going to turn out that she ate truma be'isr. So for one of those two reasons, either because we're choshesh that maybe this is going to come turn out to be a kiddushay ta'us, or because we're afraid who she's going to share that truma with, midrabanan, she's not allowed to eat truma, even though she has erusin to a kohen. But midaraisa, she is. So according to the Mishnah Rishona, according to the early teachings, when the zman comes that she's ready for the chuppah, at that point, even if they didn't actually do chuppah yet, she's allowed to eat truma. According to the Mishnah Achrona, no, you need to wait till they actually do chuppah. So there's a Mishnah Rishona that taught that he gives zman for the chuppah, that's already enough to enable her to eat truma, even though she's only be'erusin with a kohen. Whereas the Mishnah Achrona says, no, he gives zman is not enough. You need to actually have real chuppah in order to allow her to eat truma. That's going to be a machlokas
That's the machlokas that the Mishnah Rishon holds that once it's Yigiyah's man linase, the husband becomes chayiv in the mezonos, so he has to, once he's chayiv in supporting her, he has to get her an apartment. So if he's getting her an apartment, it means that she's no longer hanging around with her family. She's no longer living with the family that she grew up with. And Mela, there's no chashash that she's going to share the truma with her family, because she's not even with her family anymore. He's got to be supporting her, so she has her own place. And there's no chashash of finding a balmud, because he'd be bodek al yidei krovosav before he's going to be machal mezonos. Meaning, if he's going to be chayiv in mezonos when it's higiyas manli nasei, the svara for the Mishnah Rishona is that if he's going to be chayiv in mezonos, that's an investment already. So maybe before erusin, he's not going to do all the research to find out. He's not going to ask the whole laundry list of shinuch questions. But before he invests money in starting to support her, so then he's going to ask his female relatives who attend the same bathhouse, are there any mumen that I should know about? Does she have a tail or whatever? You know, he's going to ask whatever he should know about. So we assume that that's going to be that's the Mishnah Rishon's assumption, that once it's Higiyah's man linasei, she can already eat truma. So now says the Mishnah, if you have a bas Yisrael or a bas kohen for that matter, that is almana, who a woman is an almana le kohen gadol, who has kiddushin with a kohen gadol, she's asura to the kohen gadol, bas Yisrael or bas kohen, that's grusha v'chalutza l'koin edyot, or right, a regular woman who is a grusha or a chalutza that has kiddushin to a koin edyot. So mina erusin, even though she's mu'ureses and the bas Yisrael that normally has erusin with a koin, once he gives manali nasei, according to the Mishnah Rishona, she should be allowed to eat truma. But she's this woman in this case, he gives manali nasei to do a bia asura, meaning if she gets married to this guy, this is an almana l'koin gadol, it's grusha v'chalutza. This is a tragedy. This is a los essay if they actually follow through on this. So she's what we call mishumeris lebiya saveira. So lo yochel betruma. She should not be allowed to eat truma. So even though normally once he gives manli nase to a kohen, even though she's a basel, she can eat truma. But over here it's he gives manli nase for a biya asura, for a marriage that's asur, for living in sin. So that's not going to entitle her to eat truma. Whereas Rabbi Shimon do allow her to eat truma because she's already kinyan kaspo from the time that they do kiddushin, and she's not a chalala yet because she hasn't slept with him yet. They didn't do nisuin yet, so since he hasn't been bawler yet, she's not a chalala, but she is kinyan kaspo of a kohen. So technically, there's nothing that passes her from truma just yet. So that's why Rabbi Shimon will be makshur to eat truma. And if these women that are niskadesh pa'avera to these kohanim are nisarmelu or niskarshu min. If they become almanos or grushos after that, mina nisuin, if it's after they already have nisuin, so they already had become chalalos, so then psulos, then they're going to be pasulukuna. Because if it was a bas kohen, if she was a bas kohen, she can't eat trumas pesavia anymore. That's what it means, psulos. That if she happens to be a bas kohen, meaning her father happens to be a kohen, so now she's going back to her father's house, she can no longer eat trumas pesavia because she's already turned herself into a chalala, and she's also not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen even if she's a Bas Yisrael, because she already made herself a Chalala by going through with this B.S. Isser, with this forbidden marriage. But mina erusin, if she only had a mano who had erusin with a Kohen Gadol, or a grush of a chalutza who had erusin with a Kohen Hedyot, and then they get divorced or the Kohen dies, ksheros, then they're kasha lukuna, and therefore if she's a Bas Kohen, she can go back to eating her father's truma spesavia, and if she's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen, she's still kasher to marry Kohanim. So basically what we learned in the Mishnah is that if someone is, if a woman is be'erusin with a marriage that would be forbidden to her, mitzad kuhuna, so she's mishumeris l'bi'as aveira, there's a machlokas whether at that point she can eat truma or not. Right at that point, meaning normally be'erusin when it's higiyas man linasei, she is allowed to eat truma, but over here she's mishumeris l'bi'as aveira, so maybe that would ruin the possibility of her eating truma. That is the machlokas tanaim. So now the Brisa elaborates on what the specifics of the machlokas are, what the logic of the machlokas is. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Rav Meir, who is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. So Rav Meir makes a Kal V'chomer, and he says as follows, Kal V'chomer, Uma Kiddushi Rishos. If you have, the way Rashi understands this, you have a regular Kiddushin, a Yisrael is Makadesh Abbas Yisrael, where it's a wonderful marriage, everything is, we're happy with it, there's no Isser involved, and Ein Machilin, the woman's still not allowed to eat Truma, so Kiddushi Avera, where you have a Kiddushin of an Avera, like a Grush of a Chalutzu L'Kohen Adyot, an Alman L'Kohen Gadol, where the Kiddushin is an Avera, low kolshkin, all the more so she should not be allowed to eat truma, even for a permitted relationship like a bas Yisrael to Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat truma. So for sure, for a forbidden relationship, you should not be allowed to eat truma. That's how Rashi understands the kal v'chomer that is suggested by Rabbi Meir. Tosos points out in Dibra Maschil Mina Erisin, in the name of the Re, what kind of kal v'chomer is that? A bas Yisrael that's neskadsha to Yisrael, there's no truma in the picture. There's no tzad kuhuna. So what kind of kal v'chomer? Oh, but it's permitted. Yes, it's permitted. There are a lot of things that are permitted to do, but they have nothing to do with truma, right? You can't take everything in the world that's permitted to. It's permitted to stand up. I don't need truma every time I stand up. It's permitted to sit down. I don't need truma. It's got nothing to do with truma. So what does that have to? How's that even a hava amina that's a kal v'chomer? It happens to be that's what the Gemara's rejection is. That's what they respond back to Rabbi Meir. But still, you know, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, v'alo lo yibol. We learn from the pasuk v'alo lo yibol. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in one of his svarim that what do you mean sichas chulin shel tamid chacham? The tamid chacham don't speak sichas chulin; they're always talking and learning. So he says, no, sichas chulin shel tamid chacham means that even the hava mina of a gemara has to make sense. That even if you're rejected, the hava mina needs to be mistaver also. So that's why a lot of the rishonim are not pleased with this reading of the gemara because the hava mina makes no sense. But anyway, we'll stick with it. Amr lo, Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon respond back, lo. No, you can't learn from such a kal v'chomer. You're talking about a regular bas Yisrael to Yisrael. That there's Yisrael never has the ability to be machil his wife truma. So tomer b'kiddush aver, you're going to derive from there for a kiddush aver that involves a kohen. Shekin yesh lo lachil makom acher, where the kohen normally in a marriage that's permitted to him does normally have the capacity to feed his wife truma. So that's not a valid kal v'chomer. So the Gemara brings another example of kiddushin of a kohen with an avera that was not mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to suggest it's subject to the same machlokas that we had in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Shaya, patsua daka kohen. If you have a kohen, it's a patsua daka. And the halacha is that a patsua daka is not allowed to marry a regular miyuchas, a regular Jewish girl. Shekidesh bas Yisrael, and he does kiddushin on a bas Yisrael, so she's also mishtameris to be a savera on a daraisa level, right? This is an isra daraisa. Is she allowed to eat truma at the time of the erusin when it's higias manali nase? When it comes time that the nisuin should have happened, is she now? But the nisuin didn't actually happen yet. Is she allowed to eat truma? So says Gemara, banu l'machlokas. Rameir, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. That's the machlokas with Rameir on the one side and Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon on the other side. The Rameir, da mishtameris to be a psula daraisa lo achla, according to Rameir who holds that if she's awaiting a bia psula on a daraisa level, she's not allowed to eat truma, and therefore he asks an almana that has eris into a kohen gadol, or a grusha v'chalutz who has eris into a kohen edyot, from eating truma even kishi gias mana, so hanami, in this case of the bas Yisrael to the p'tzua daka, lo achlo, she's not going to eat truma because she's mishtameres for a bia asura min haTorah, whereas the Rav Lazar b'Shimon, Damri Mishtameris will be a psula daraisa achla, whereas Rav Lazar Rav Shimon say, well, technically she's not a halala yet, and technically she's married to a kohen, so she should be allowed to eat truma because she is kinyan kaspo, she's not yet a halala. So we hear also when it comes to the patsua daka kohen with the bas Yisrael, hanami achla, she should also be able to eat truma because at the time of the kiddushin she is kinyan kaspo of the kohen, so she should eat truma once it's higias mana, and because she has not yet had bia with him, and therefore has not yet become a halala. That's how Rashi Rashi spells it out, that she has not yet become a chalala. It sounds like Rashi holds that if a Petzua Daka is boel Abbas Yisrael, she becomes a chalala. That's a chiddush, meaning a grusha, an almana, l'koyin gadol grusha v'chalitza l'koyin hadiot, is a din in kuhuna. So that's going to be mechalal her l'kuhuna. But Rashi seems to be understanding that a Petzua Daka is boel Abbas Yisrael, that too makes her a chalala. The Rashba and the Ritva ask that the Gemara in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin and Beis says that the way chalalus works is ein chalala elam ipsule kuhuna. That chalala is only enacted, chalala only becomes operative, only becomes something that's an issue when you're dealing with psule kuhuna. Psule daka is not a psule kuhuna. Psule daka is psule kahal. So a number of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say that she becomes pasul midin zona, not midin chalala. Pasuk says ubas kohen kitia li ishzar. He betrumas hakachim lo tochel, and the Gemara is going to say that kivin shenivala lapasala pasla, that if a bas kohen becomes asati truma, that the bas kohen becomes pasla even from eating truma space of via, and if she's bas levi or bas yisrael that marries someone who's pasla, she's not allowed to marry kuhuna, and she's or eat truma forever. So that's how they question this Rashi. So says the Gemara. How do I know that these two machlokas are totally in each other? Meaning, we had one case in our Mishnah where we have a grusha v'chalitza l'koyin hadiot alman l'koyin gadol, where she's not yet a chalala, they had erusin, and not yet a chalala, and then you have the case of a petzua daka with a bas yisrael. How do we know that it's the same machlokas? How do we know that they're totally zabezet? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Hasab. Maybe in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon are willing to say in our Mishnah that the kohen could be machil the grusha v'chalitza who's be'erusin with him. He could be machler truma el diyesh l'achil makam acher, because after all, he's a regular kohen who normally is able to be machil other people in truma. Meaning, had he chosen not to fall in love with a grusha or with a chalutza, and he would have just chosen a girl that's a regular single girl to marry, he would have been able to be machler truma. So that's where Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon are going to say this is a man who has the ability to be machil his wife truma, so as long as he manages to avoid technically having turned her into a chalala yet, and she already is kinyan kaspo, okay, so good, so he could be machil or truma. Avalacha by a kohen petzua daka dein lalachil makamachir b'makamachir. He will never be able to marry someone that he's going to be machil truma to, because he's usher to everybody, every regular woman he's going to be usher to. The Aruch Ner says, well, wait a second, if you hold that a mamzer that's not a chalal is mutter b'achilas truma, right? Let's say you assume that if you assume la halacha that there's no problem with a mamzer eating truma, so according to those shitos that a petzua daka is allowed to marry a mamzeres, so a petzua daka can be machil truma v'machil macher. He just has to find a nice mamzeres to marry, and then he can be machil or truma, because then he's not doing any averos. So that's a kash of the Aruch Ner. But the Gemara seems to be assuming that the petzua daka typically does not have the ability to be machil truma to whoever he's going to marry. So it could be that Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon would say, therefore, when he has an erusin with a bas Yisrael, and it's higiyas man linasei, but they haven't yet had nisun, so they haven't yet, he hasn't yet made her a chalala, maybe then he's still not able to be machal or truma, because he's never able to be machal anybody else truma. V'chitei ma'achanami yesh lo lahachil b'bas gerim. Maybe you're going to say, what do you mean a petzua daka doesn't have the ability to be machal truma? If a petzua daka marries a bas gerim, he could be machil her truma. So because kal gerim is maybe you're going to say hachinami that we do find such a case of a petzua daka that has the koach to be machil truma if he marries a woman who's a bas gerim, and you would say that Rabbi Shaya holds that kal gerim is not called kal, and therefore petzua daka is allowed to marry a bas gerim. So if he married her beheter, he's able to be machil her truma. So koyin petzua daka, therefore. Or once we know that he has the ability to feed somebody truma, he should be allowed to feed his arusa truma when it's higiyas man linasei. But we know that that's an open-ended question. That's a question that we never really resolve. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia v'lo pashutle. Rabbi Yochanan asked that shayla from Rabbi Yoshia, that where he asked him if a kohen petzua daka who marries bas gerim, is she allowed to eat the truma on account of the fact that she's she's married to a Kohen Petzua Daka. And Rav Oshia didn't answer that Shaila. So we see Rav Oshia is not so sure about that. So if Rav Oshia is not so sure, and it could be that a Petzua Daka cannot be Machil Abbas Gerim Truma, how could Rav Oshia hold that a Kohen Petzua Daka, who's Makadish Yisraelis, Lefi Shitas Rav Oshia Rav Shimon, can eat Truma? We never find that he has the ability to be Machil Truma anywhere else, necessarily. Meaning Rav Oshia himself is not sure. Itmar Abaye Yomar, Hol Machil Below Yidah. Abaye says Rav Oshia holds that according to Rav Oshia and Rabbi Shimon, according to Petzua Daka, this Makadish Abbas Yisrael, she can eat Truma because we do find that a Petzua Daka has the ability to be Machil Truma because he's Machil Truma by his wife Below Yidah. If it's a case where he's Machil Below Yidah, if it's a case where he got married to her before he became a Petzua Daka, and then he was never Boeler after he became a Petzua Daka. So then she's certainly allowed to eat Truma, meaning if a regular Kohen marries a regular girl, so she's allowed to eat Truma, and then Nebuch, something happens, he has some sort of accident, or some sort of surgery, or something, that turns him into a Petzua Daka, and then they stop having Bia. He doesn't have Bia with her after he's a Petzua Daka. She is allowed to continue to eat Truma. So you do find such a case, that a Petzua Daka could be Machil Truma. Rava Amar, Rava says, Rav Oshia holds that according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, a Petzua Daka, that's Mekadi Shabbas Yisrael, Zocheles Petruma, Ho'ul Machila Bavadav Shabbos of HaKananim, that there's another way that a Petzua Daka is Machil Truma. A Petzua Daka is Machil Truma by to his Avadim and his Shivcha Kananis. They're allowed to eat Truma, just like any other Kohen's Eved and Shivcha Kananis is allowed to eat Truma. So meaning each one, the Gemara raised the question that maybe you're not going to say that the machlokas in our Mishnah is going to be the same machlokas by a Petzua Daka, because maybe a Petzua Daka is different because ein lo lahachil b'makom acher, ein lo lahachil b'makom acher, he never has the ability to be machil truma. So each Abaye and Rava come up with a way that's not true, that he does have the ability to be machil b'makom acher, and therefore it's an exact parallel to our Mishnah. But each one says something different. Abaye says, where do I find that he's able to be machil truma if he married a girl b'heter and later became a Petzua Daka and didn't subsequently have Bia? Whereas Rava says, no, simply, he owns Avadim and Shvachos, and therefore he's allowed to be Machil Dem Truma. Why did each, they're both correct, right? Meaning you're allowed to be Machil Truma in each case, so why did each one not say like the other? So Abaye lo amar k'Rava, Abaye didn't want to give Rava's answer that there is a case of Petzua Daka be Machil Truma by his Eved, by his Shivcha, because Kinyan de Ishus mi Kinyan de Ishus Yalfinan. We're not talking about Kinyanim of an Eved. We were trying to prove whether Kinyan of Ishus, he could be Machil Truma through a kinyan of Ishus. So Abaye wanted an example where he could be machil his wife truma, not where he's being machil avadim and shvachos truma. V'leyalfinu kinyan di Ishus mi kinyan da avadim. And we're not going to learn a kinyan di Ishus from a kinyan of avadim. Rav Elchanan in the Kovit Tzaharos says that it's not just stam that there are different kinyanim, it's fundamentally different, that achilas truma of an Ishus Kohen is not the same as achilas truma of an Eved or a Shivcha of a Kohen. An Ishus Kohen eats mitzalatzma. It's because she becomes an Eishes Kohen. She's like a miyucheses. An Eved and a Shivcha is still just an Eved and a Shivcha. It's just that they happen to be a household member of the Kohen, and therefore they eat Truma. So it's a different mechanics through which they eat Truma. And that's why you can't derive one from the other. V'Rava Lomar Kabaye, why didn't Rava give Abaye's example that they got married b'heter and he subsequently became a Petzua Daka? Shaini Yasim Shekvar Achla. No, because over there it's Mistaver that she should be able to eat Truma because she already was eating Truma. So to maintain the status quo is a lot easier than to institute a new din that a woman's going to be allowed to eat Truma. So just because you can maintain the status quo where she's already eating Truma, that would not prove that a Petzua Daka who has Erusin with a regular girl, that she should now be entitled to eat Truma when it's Higiyas Mali Nasei. So that's why Rav didn't want to say like Abaye. Abaye, Shekvar Alcha Lo Amrinan. Abaye would respond right back that the fact that it was the status quo makes no difference to us whatsoever. Meaning each time you sit down to eat Truma, it's a new Shaila. So that's not called that it's maintaining a status quo. That's a new Maisa. So each time is a new discussion. Dilote Mahachi, if you're gonna say such a svara of Shekvar Achla that once someone was eating Truma, some Mimela they could just always eat Truma, well then Bas Yisrael Shenisa Sakoi Numis Techel Shekvar Rachla? What if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and they don't have any children, and then the Kohen dies? So you're going to say, oh, Kvar Rachla, she was already eating truma, she was married to a Kohen, so she can continue to eat. We know that that's not true. She goes back to her father's house, and she's no longer allowed to eat truma unless she has a son with the Kohen. Rava, Rava would respond, Hasam Paka Kinyane, Hachalo Paka Kinyane. No, that's a different case. That's where the marriage is over. The husband died, so the marriage is over. Whereas, in the case that Abaye suggested, they're still married. They got married, everything was fine, she started eating truma, they're still married, he just had this physical accident or this surgery or something that turned him into a Patsua Daka. So the Kinyan Ishus is still there, and therefore Abaye thought that that was a valid case. Okay, that's why each one didn't want to say like the other. So now the Gemara goes back to what we just discussed. Kufa. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila to Rabbi Oshaya, Patsua Daka Kohen, Shanasa Baskerim. You have a Kohen who's a Patsua Daka who marries a Baskerim. Is he able to be machil or truma? Meaning, is he able to give her truma? He's allowed to, like a regular Ishus Kohen that eats truma. So Ishtuk v'lomer levlamiti. Rabbi Oshaya didn't have an answer, so he didn't say anything. So l'sof asa gavar rabba achrina. Afterwards, it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, another gavar rabba came to Rabbi Oshaya, ubay minei milsachrita, and he asked him a different shayla. Not Rabbi Yochanan shayla about a p'tzua daka marrying a basgerim. Some other great man came and asked another. Another shayla upashatle, and Rabbi Oshaya answered that shayla. Umanu, who was this other great man? Reish Lakish. It happened to have been Reish Lakish. Tosfos points out, kad mashma shayir Reish Lakish gadol k'shabal lefnei Rabbi Yochanan k'moshe pirush Rabbeinu Tam b'Matzia shayir lo mitor lefnei Rabbi Oshaya rabba shal Rabbi Yochanan. That we see that Reish Lakish must have already been a gadol by the time he started learning by Rabbi Yochanan, which is somewhat of a chiddush because of the whole story of how Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan met. It sounds like Reish Lakish immediately started learning from Rabbi Yochanan, but it sounds like, no, Reish Lakish spent a lot of time learning by Rabbi Oshaya first, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi, and then only later learned by Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish had come to ask Rabbi Oshaya, and he was already a Gavr Rabba. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and Rabbi Oshaya. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was sitting there. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is another way of saying Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but Rabbi Yehuda Anasi refers to the Zayda, so we refer to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya as the grandson. They held the same position. So he said to Rabbi Oshaya, Atar Rabbi Yochanan Lav Gav Rabu. He said, why didn't you answer Rabbi Yochanan and his Shaila? Rabbi Yochanan asked you a Shaila. So he assumed that he knew everything, right? Meaning he assumed that the reason you didn't answer the question can't be because you didn't know the answer. You know the answer to everything. It was like I was listening to the Hespedim that they were giving for Rav Nata Greenblatt. So Rav Heinemann said that they once had a shayla about a guy that was let out of prison, but for a funeral or something, and they put a tracking device on his ankle, and they once he was out, they figured now we can get him to do a chalitza, right? So, but the problem was you can't have a chatzitza on the foot when you do the chalitza. So he said, who's going to answer such shayla? So they called Rav Nata right away, and Rav Heinemann said, Rav Nata said, I need to be ma'ayin. I'll call you back in a few hours. And Rav Heinemann said, I was stunned. Rav Nata needed to be ma'ayin? Like he said, it was like shocking that Rav Nata would need to look into such a thing. He said, it then became clear to him. He called him back 2 hours later. So he said, I was ma'ayin. I went to the jail to get a look at what type of tracking devices they use. They wouldn't let me into the jail. So I then went to the company that makes the tracking device. Meaning that was his ma'ayin. He was being ma'ayin into the metzias of exactly what it was, how loose it was, and whatever. So anyway, so Amar Leis. So Rav Oshaya said that Rav Oshaya said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the reason I didn't answer Rabbi Yochanan is not because I don't think he's an Adam Gadol. He asked me something I don't know the pisron to. I don't know the answer to his shayla. So it's not that I'm ignoring him because I don't think he's worthy of an answer. I just don't know the answer to his question. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan's shayla. Leman, according to which shita is Rabbi Yochanan asking his shayla? Either Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Bas Ger Zachar is like a Bas Chalal Zachar. That's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Meseches Kiddushin. So Bein B'Kiddushas Kai, whether the Kohen Patsua Daka is still has Kiddushas Kahuna, and therefore he's not allowed to marry anyone who's not allowed to marry a Kohen, Bein lav kedushas kahuna, whether you assume kohen patur daka does not have kedushas kahuna, and therefore he's allowed to marry a woman who's paguma and is asura lekahuna. So bas gerim either way is lo achla, is not going to be able to eat the truma according to Rabbi Yehuda, because ibe kedushas kahi, if the patur daka is still be kedushas so lo achla, tamar mar bas ger zacher kabas chalal zacher, because Rabbi Yehuda holds she's not going to eat truma because she has a din of a chalal. So if he has a din of a kohen and she's like a bas Cholol Zachar, so she's puzzled to marry a Kohen. So therefore she's not going to eat Truma. And Ilav B'Kedushas HaKai, and if the Petua Daka doesn't have his Kedusha, and therefore he's allowed to marry a Bas Gerim, Lo Achla, then she's not going to eat Rinan Kal Gerim Mikri Kal. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kal Gerim is Ikri Kal, and therefore Petua Daka is not allowed to be Lova B'Kal Yisrael, is not allowed to marry the Bas Gerim, because Gerim are also called Kahal. And that woman therefore becomes puzzled B'Bia from eating the truma like anyone else who's nivala l'pasala. V'il Rabbi Yossi, and if you want to go within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, also it's not a shayla, bein b'kedusha sekai, bein lav b'kedusha sekai, whether Petsua Daka maintains his kedusha or not, achla, the woman will be allowed to eat the truma. Why? B'kedusha sekai achla, if the Petsua Daka retains his kedusha skuna, she's going to be allowed to eat truma. To amar, because Rabbi Yossi holds, af ger shenasa giores, bitok sher lekuna, that even if both parents are gerim, the offspring is allowed to marry a kohen. So there's no problem with this marriage. And ilav kedusha sekai achla, and if the petua daka does not retain his kedusha, still his wife is going to be allowed to eat truma. Tamar kal gerim lo ikri kal, because kal gerim is not called kal, and therefore petua daka is allowed to marry into kal gerim. So the wife is going to be allowed to eat truma because it's a permissible marriage. So the Gemara says ela aliba dahaitana, the whole suffix that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yoshia about, where Rabbi Yoshia wasn't sure, was all within the following Tana, which is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Titnan, because the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Isha Bas Gerim Loti Nasi Lekuna, that a woman who's a Bas Gerim is not allowed to marry a Kohen, Achetei Ima Mi Yisrael, unless at the very least her mother is a native Jew. And the suffix is a Kohen Patsua Daka, who marries a Bas Gerim whose mother is a native Jew, and the father is a Ger, where she's allowed to marry a Kohen, Vachi Kami Bayalei. Kashrus mitos v'bas, so the suffix about the Bas Gerim, She'imam Yisrael, is it that the Imam Yisrael added a kashrus that she's kosher to marry a Kohen, but Kedusha, to call her B'Shem Kal, that she still doesn't have, even though it's Imam Yisrael, va'achla, and therefore she can eat Truma because she's Lo'ik Rikal, so she's allowed to marry a Petsua Daka, meaning it's paradoxical, right? A Petsua Daka, because he's not allowed to marry anyone who Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem, he's not allowed to marry a regular person, so by saying that she doesn't have Kedushas Kahal, makes it better for her as far as a relationship with the Petsua Daka. It makes it like a heter to marry a Petsua Daka. Once had a Shaila where a Kohen decided he wanted to marry a Gioras, so he discovered that there's a heter that if he goes in and gets a vasectomy and he becomes a Petsua Daka, it's a heter that he's allowed to marry a Gioras. So the point is that's one way of saying it. It's not really a heter, it's a psul of a bakal. It's a psul that he's not allowed to marry anybody else. But Mela, he's then allowed to marry a Gioras even though he's a Kohen because he ruins his kuna. But so the Shaila is Kashrus Mitosva, but maybe it's only Kashrus, but not Kedusha. That's mitosvaba, and therefore she's allowed to marry the Petsua Daka, she'll be allowed to eat his truma. O Dilma Kedusha mitosvaba. Or maybe no, maybe it's not just Kashrus, but she has Kedusha's Kahal, and therefore Velo Achla. So Tashima. So the Gemara tries to be poshet this Shaila. Yes, Rav Acha Bar Chinna Midroma, when Rav Acha Bar Chinna came from Eretz Yisrael, Asa Vaisa Masnisa B'yadei, he brought a braisa that taught the following. Minayin L'Petsua Daka Kohen Shenasa Bas Gerim. How do I know that L'Petsua Daka Kohen who marries a Bas Gerim? Shema Achila B'Truma, that she is allowed to eat Truma. Shenem Rav Kohen Ki Yikna Nefesh Kinyin Kaspo Yochal. So we darshan from the extra word Nefesh, that it's coming to tell me even a P'tsua Daka Kohen who marries a Bas Gerim is Kami Machal Truma. So the man, which Shita is this assuming like? We just got through saying that if you're assuming within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, she can't eat truma. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's obvious that she can eat truma. I don't need a pasuk. So it must be that this is answering the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan within Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's makom for a safek whether a petsua daka could be machil his wife, who's a bas gerim in truma, So Shema Mina, Kashrus Tosuba, and Va'achla Shema Mina. So you see that it's only Kashrus that's Tosuba by the fact that her mother is a native Jew, and not Kedusha that's Tosuba, and therefore she's allowed to marry a Petsua Daka. So period, therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. We finally are able to resolve that question. So now we move on to the sugya of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos and Chuppah L'Psulos. So the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Rav Huna says that a Chuppah is Kona Mikal V'Chomer. So Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Huna that a Chuppah is Kona, that a Chuppah works, but they argue about Chuppah L'Psulos. Kohen Gadol is Machnas and Almana Bas Kohen to a Chuppah. Is that, does it have a din of a Chuppah like by an Isha Kshera that's Kona, or do we say that a Chuppah P'sula is not Kona? So Lahalach, we don't pass like this anyway. We don't pass like Rav Huna. We hold there's no chuppah below kiddushin. Chuppah, yesh chuppah, hope means that even if you don't do kiddushin and you just go straight to chuppah, that would affect a marriage. We paskin not that way. We paskin you need an actual kiddushin. See, my Rav Amar yesh chuppah l'psulos. Rav holds that there's yesh chuppah l'psulos. That a kohen that's machnas and almana bas kohen to the chuppah, even if he wasn't boil her and he was not mekadisher before the chuppah, nevertheless the almana becomes puzzled from eating the truma space of the year, because the chuppah is kona, the psula as far as that's concerned. And even if he's mekadish or bekesser or b'shtar, she's nicholas the baila, she does not become puzzle. A kinyan chuppah is more chamor because it's the beginning of knisas be'ila, meaning we assume that a kinyan chuppah is almost like a halfway toward having the bia, which is the real iser. So if there was a bia, she'd be a chalala, she'd be asr truma. So when he did a chuppah, which is considered like a tchilas bia, she's also puzzle to truma. Whereas Shmuel Amar ain chuppah l'psulos. Even if he was mekadisher first and then he was machnisa l'chuppah, she doesn't become puzzle from eating truma, because even though chuppah does have the capacity to be kona, the reason chuppah is kona is because it's mekareves l'bia. But where bia is by bia asura, the chuppah is not going to be ra'ui l'bia, and therefore such a chuppah doesn't have the power, because it's a chuppah shein ra'ui l'bia, so it doesn't have the ability to do what a normal chuppah does, and therefore she does not become puzzle from eating truma just on account of the chuppah. Amar Shmuel, modeli Abba, Shmuel says, and Rav is moda to me, he always called Rav Abba, so Machlok Rishonim, why he called Rav Abba, either was a term of respect, Rashi writes, or Tosa says, no, that was his name, so that's why he called him Abba, or maybe other reasons. So he says, modeli Abba, that Rav is moda to me, that even though he holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos and apostles from eating truma, bitinokas p'chusim b'ashal shon v'yamechad, hol ve'in labia in l'chuppah, he'd be moda to me, that if you're machnas to a chuppah, a girl who's less than 3 years old, so that's not going to apostle her from achilas truma, because there's no bia with a, I mean, it's not a physical possibility. Bia is not a possibility for a girl who's under 3 years old. So since her bia is not a bia, and even if you'd be boil her, it wouldn't apostle her from eating truma, so therefore the chuppah is not going to apostle her either. The only reason, the only svara to say that a chuppah would apostle her is because the chuppah is ki'ilu, you did bia with her, or it's the beginning of having bia. Well, even actually having bia is not going to apostle her, because it wouldn't count as a bia. So Rama Rava Afananami Tanin. Rava says, you know what? We have a raya to that idea. To what idea? So Pashtus is the way Rashi understands, to the idea that a bia of a girl who's less than 3 years old doesn't count as a bia legabe any halacha. The other Rishonim struggle with that, because I don't really need a raya to that idea. That's pretty famous throughout Shas, that a bia of Pachos Pachusim Bas Gimel is not a bia at all. But let's assume like that. So Bashal Shon V'Yomechad, we're proving that less than 3 years old, the bia is not a bia. If a girl is Bashal Shon V'Yomechad, she's already over 3 years old, said Miskadeshas B'Bia, Kiddush Bia is a Kiddushin, Vimbala Yavam Kna'a, if her husband died with it and they didn't have any children, obviously they didn't have any children, she's 3 years old, so then the Yavam is Boel her, she's Mekona her, V'chayav Nala Mishameshas Ish, if she's married to someone and someone is Boel her, Yechayav Mishameshas Ish, and Metamah as Boel her, Letamah Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, if she happens to be a Nida, so whoever, there's a Tumah called Boel Nida, that someone who's Boel a Nida is Metamah that which he sits on or lies on as if it were a beggar that he were touching, even though it could be on the bottom of 10 cushions that he's sitting on, the bottom cushion is going to be tame, just like that which was Kelionoshelzav, that which is placed over his zav. And Nisesh the Kohen Ochelz Betruma, if the girl's over 3 years old and she marries a Kohen, she's Lali Truma, Ba'alechon Mikala Psulin Pasla. If a chalal, a nasan, or a mamzer is bawal such a katana, or a kohen gadol's bawal her when she's an almana, that will passel her from eating the trumas beis avia. So all of these things are true if she's bashal shalom v'yom echad. Oh, so Rav is medayik. Very simply, you see from this mishnah that a bia counts for bashal shalom v'yom echad. Bashal shalom v'yom echad u demifsla b'bia. That's where bia is going to passel her, and therefore mifsla b'chupa, and therefore a chupa will also passel her. But habchusam bashal shalom v'yom echad to lo mifsla b'bia. But anyone who's less than 3 years old, where bia wouldn't passel her, because the bia wouldn't count as a bia. It's not considered a halachic bia, and therefore lo mifsla nami b'chupa. Chupa is also not going to apostle her. So Shema Mina, says Gemara, you see from there that a katana that's less than 3 years old doesn't become pasul bebia, and Mimela she doesn't become pasul bechuppa either. And that's why Shmuel was so confident that Moda Liaba, that Rav would be Moda, that a tinokas that's less than 3 years and 1 day old, that you're machnisul chuppa, that it's not going to pasul her from eating truma, because since she doesn't have bia, Mimela she does not have chuppa. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Amar Rami Bar. Have a great day, everybody.
Just call out for Abby.